All right, I want to talk to Mitch Langberg. And when I want to talk to somebody, I mean that we pre-planned his call. He's a partner. You know, this is everybody's favorite part of the week. It's the beginning of the third hour. He's a regular. You know, no different than like a regular like Norm on Cheers. We have Mitch, partner of Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm. Everybody loves him because I get a lot of fan mail. They're like, Mitch is so intelligent. Stop interrupting him when he's talking because he's much smarter than you. Mitch, you know how much flack I take for having you on this program?
That's because you have a lot of smart listeners.
Ooh, very clever. I can't top that. Now, Mitch, apparently you're taking a trip tomorrow. Where are you headed?
I'm off to Wheeling, West Virginia.
Okay, I highly recommend you rent Deliverance. By the way, I didn't know they had money in West Virginia to hire lawyers. What's going on there?
Well, we represent Mylan Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest generic drug manufacturers in the world, in a defamation suit against the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Oh, wow. Okay, interesting. So can I ask what the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette said about Mylan Pharmaceuticals? I mean, that's got to be public knowledge, right, because they printed it.
Yeah, generally they accuse Mylan Pharmaceuticals of engaging in violations of standard operating procedure that they implied tainted drugs, even though the FDA had indicated that there were no problems with the drugs. And obviously they disagree with our interpretation of their own article, and we think it's pretty clear what it says. And you can imagine how something like that can damage a company's reputation.
Absolutely. And you guys, how does that work? Can you get money out of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, or is the print business done and they're going to have to close up shop anyway?
Well, I guess we're going to find out. We're going to find out after hopefully we win and get a very significant judgment. Then we get to find out how much money they have.
Interesting. Well, hey, if you end up taking over the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, I want to take an ad out for this program. You can give me a discounted rate. Does that sound fair, Mitch?
I'm going to give you a discount rate on anything I ever sell.
That's why you're the best. Now, as much as I'd like to engage in small talk about your exciting trip to the mountains of West Virginia and the mountain men you're going to encounter, I'd like to talk about, I guess this is somewhat similar, this story. And oh my God, it's almost as if we set this up, but we didn't. This is out of Pittsburgh, Mitch, and this is regarding the County Jail Oversight Board. And essentially, the County Jail Oversight Board has recently approved the purchase of 40 Sony televisions for viewing in the jail common areas. These TV sets are going to cost $16,000. The money comes from the Inmate Welfare Fund, which are proceeds from the jail commissary used by the inmates. They're 42-inch flat-screen televisions. Now, this committee that's buying the televisions for the inmates said that, look, no taxpayer dollars or county funds are being used to purchase the televisions. The inmates are purchasing these TVs themselves from their money that they get, you know, for, you know, cleaning toilets for 6 cents an hour. I'm against this. This is offensive to me. Which, why are they buying flat screen TVs in prisons? I'm confused.
Well, because I think the time of hard labor, locking somebody in their cell, no matter what they're there for, and giving them no amenities whatsoever has long gone. And it's a time, a different era, and maybe even a different country. We're talking about a county jail, by the way. We're not talking about people that are on death row or in life sentences. We're talking about people who've been typically sentenced to less than a year of prison. And remember, the primary...
Hey, Mitch, let's just stop for a second. Yes. I don't care, and I don't want you by saying what you... I love it. It's the tone that lawyers take, that if you disagree with what they're saying, oh, it's obvious, okay, that I'm a curmudgeon here. I don't think that they should be stepping into a sports bar in which they have five flat-screen TVs to choose which football game they're going to watch. They're in jail. They should suffer. And there's somebody who agrees with you. The head committee member, his name's Marian Dimick, and he's quoted as saying, the point of being in jail is not to mistreat people or make them feel worse or resentful. I disagree with that completely. The whole point of jail is to embarrass people, make them feel worse and resentful, so they don't do it again. Where am I wrong?
Well, Andy, first, while retribution and straight punishment are legitimate goals of the penological system...
Is that even a word?
Yes, but rehabilitation is the primary goal, especially when we're talking about county jails. And forget for the moment how successful we're being at that. We've got people, we've got them in prison. It's a legitimate purpose to have people in prison. But the point is that we don't want to bring them out of jail, making them worse people than they were when they went in. And remember, we're talking about 40 TVs for 2,000 people. And the last time, by the way, that I went to the store looking for a TV, flat screens are about all there is anymore. These are $300 TVs.